Oak and I feel they might follow outsiders of proven skill who aren't beholden to any faction. What? You're going to make me a general? Cordy laughed. Willow, if the gods thought half as much of you as you think of yourself, you'd be king of the world. You figure you're the miracle Smoke saw in his dream. They're not going to make you a general. Not really. Unless maybe for show, while they stall. What? Who's the guy keeps saying he only spent 2 months in the army and never even learned to keep step? Oh, Willow thought for a minute. I think I see. Actually, you will be generals, the woman said, and we'll have to rely heavily on Mr. Mather's practical experience. But Smoke will have the final say. We have to buy time, the wizard echoed. A lot of time. Someday soon, Moonshadow will send a combined force of 5,000 to invade Taglios. We have to keep from being beaten. If there's any way possible, we have to beat the force sent against us. Nothing like wishing. Are you willing to pay the price? Cordy asked, like he thought it could be done. The price will be paid, the woman said, whatever it may be. Willow looked at her till he could no longer keep his teeth clamped on the big question. Just who the hell are you, lady, making your promises and plans? I am the Radisha Dra, Mr. Swan. Holy shit, Swan muttered. The prince's big sister, the one some people said was the real boss bull in those parts. I knew you was somebody, but... He was rattled right down to his toenails, but he would not have been Willow Swan if he had not leaned back, folded his hands on his belly, put on a big grin, and asked, "What's in it for us?" Chapter 8 Opal Crows. Though the Empire retained a surface appearance of cohesion, a failure of the old discipline snaked through the deeps beneath. When you wandered the streets of Opal, you sensed the laxness. There was flip talk about the new crop of overlords. One Eye spoke of an increase in black marketeering, a subject on which he had been an expert for a century. I overheard talk of crimes committed that were not officially sanctioned. Lady seemed unconcerned. The Empire is seeking normalcy. The wars are over. There's no need for the strictures of the past. You saying it's time to relax? Why not? You'd be the first to scream about what a price we paid for peace. Yeah, but the comparative order, the enforcement of public safety laws... I admired that part. You sweetheart, Croker, you're saying we weren't all bad. She knew damned well I'd claimed that all along. You know I don't believe there's any such thing as pure evil. Yes, there is. It's festering up north in a silver spike your friends drove into the truck of a sapling that's the son of a god. Even the Dominator may have had some redeeming quality sometime. Maybe he was good to his mother. He probably ripped her heart out and ate it, raw. I wanted to say something like, "You married him," but did not need to give her further excuses to change her mind. She was pressed enough. But I digress. I was remarking on the changes in the lady's world. What brought the whole thing home was having a dozen men drop in and ask if they could sign on.